afternoon, Outliers. Happy Friday. Happy April 19th, year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had an incredible week. I hope that your weekend turns into an awesome place to be, because the market is not having an awesome place. However, it's kind of moving exactly the way that I was saying I think it's gonna. Like, almost exactly. Who's here? Brian's here. Watch Channel's here. Jean-Louis is here. All right, so let's check this out. So earlier on, I had taken a look at this, and at the moment that I had looked at it, the price had pushed into the order block and back out. And it was sitting outside the order block, and I'm like, of course it does. Now, this is a pretty key area here. If we come through and close on the other side of this order block, I would say batten the hatches. I would say prepare for the fear to really ramp up. Because if this area falls, we've already lost 500. We lost that yesterday, closed under there, and then today. We're at roughly 494 right now. If this area falls, I really think that that's the next case is 475. But I really am confident that there's going to be a bounce right here. Now, I could be totally wrong, and that's okay. That's part of trading, right, Donna? That's part of trading, right, Rabbi? Hola. So yeah, that's part of trading. But let's take a look, see if there's anything to put on today. Okay, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. But Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's go take a look at the market, right? Of course, the 10 is under the 20 and price is under the 50. Clear bearish trend here. Very obvious bearish trend. If anybody's telling you to buy stocks right now, I would be seriously questioning their sanity. You know, on the way up, the whole way up, I was saying, don't get in the way of the trend. If the trend is moving up, do not start shorting it, right? There are a lot of people who've lost a lot of money, myself included, which is how I figured out not to trade, myself included, where when the market's going up, they're saying it can't go any further than this. All right. The best one that I ever heard, it was a trader that I used to follow. And it was when Tesla was doing its rocket ship thing, right? And this was ages ago. I'm saying it probably was 8 years ago, maybe something like that. And I remember seeing he put out a tweet that says, all right, that's enough. Tesla, no, you're going to have to go down from here. You have gone up just too far. And he started buying puts on it. I can't imagine for any moment of time that those puts were profitable. In fact, he probably got hella wrecked if he actually bought the puts on it, because the trend was going up, right? And especially in a big, powerful trend, don't get in the way. Dude, you're just asking to get hurt. You're just
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Asking to get rolled over. So by all means, trade with the trend. Cost me a lot of money to figure that out. Now, there's not a lot going on this list today, I noticed. One on the bull list, six on the bear list. Very short list today. And of these six, only one of them has a red overlay. And that one is under $20. So I know I'm not going to be trading. I am a stock snob. And as a official snob who only drinks cups with pinkies in the air, in fact, here I will demonstrate. This is the only proper way to drink if you're a snob, right? With one pinky in the air. We snobs do not purchase or short sale stocks that are under $20. Why? Because there's nowhere to go, right? There's nowhere to go. It's not like it's going to go from like $170 to 17. No, it's already $17. It doesn't have all that much farther to go. And a lot of people are not super interested in these type of stocks, even though this one does have over 1 million shares traded on average. Katos. Let's take a look at Katos. I'm not going to be trading it. I am curious what the performance summary is in Outlier. It's flat, negative 0.03. Yeah, so I wouldn't have traded it anyway. So once again, another day holding cash. Now, there are, and those have been with me for a while, know that there can be weeks, literal weeks, where I sit and I wait. Now, that's my style of trading, right? And that's why I always say this is my style of trading. Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. If that is a trade that looks good to you, by all means, you do you. That's what I like to say. You do you. But for me, there's nothing to trade. But I'm very curious to see how the market's going to play out here at these levels. Very, very curious to see. But having no skin in the game right now makes it a lot easier to watch, because I can tell you there's a lot of people who are biting and gritting their teeth right now saying, oh no, please, please don't go down. And let's keep in mind how high it's down from all-time highs. It's only down 5%. Right? We're only on by 5% at this point. So if people are starting to freak at this moment, it's going to get real brutal when it hits 10, 20% or even more. So remain calm, follow the plan, right? Hey, and if you know any cool castle hotels, because I'm in the market, I'm actively looking. That's what I was doing before this. If you know any cool castle hotels to stay at in Scotland, preferably Edinburgh area and north, up into the Highlands, up around the Isle of Skye, do me a favor, leave them in the comments. I would very much appreciate some feedback, because I'm kind of struggling on this. So anyway, that's my plans for the summer, so I'm still working on that. That's going to wrap it for today. Thank you all so much for coming to today's Outlier Trading Room. Let's just see where the market takes us, and have a fantastic weekend. Talk soon.